Hello?
Secretary Rogers, the President.
Hello?
How'd it go today?
Well, pretty well, as a matter of fact.
I haven't had any reports yet.
Well, they didn't get started until about 2 hours ago.
Oh.
And they've been trying to figure out some resolution that'd be acceptable, and they haven't been able to do that. So nothing is going to happen tonight at all.
We put forward our withdrawal ceasefire. Or I guess that's the.
We lost last night. It was vetoed, but we made it clear that we would veto anything that did not have a mutual withdrawal provision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been on. That's been.
So that's
publicized.
That's the bone of contention.
That's right.
What about the situation out there? How is the fighting going?
Well, the last reports we had were about the same as before. I haven't, of course, now it's night out there. Four or five o'clock in the morning. But the situation in East Pakistan is bad.
Yeah.
Deteriorating. That's right. I think they can hold out for a while, but it's going to be.
Are the Indians continuing to bomb Karachi and Ralph and the other places?
Yes, but it's not the civilian population. There's not been much damage to these bombings. Most of it is against airfields or places where we have petroleum.
Are the Pakistani bombing in the west?
Yes.
They're bombing India too.
That's right.
Pakistan is doing reasonably well in the West, or are they holding?
No, I think they're doing rather well in the West, yes. They're not doing so well in the East.
But they don't have anybody there.
They don't have anybody there.
Oh, we need to just pulverize them there.
Well, I don't think it's that bad, but it's not good. In the West, they're doing reasonably well. It's very difficult to tell because we don't have any independent sources of information.
Mm-hmm.
And the conflicting reports are
both lie, I know.
Both lie, like that. You know.
Oh, God, yes. Both playing victory and all that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, now, in the morning... Oh, excuse me, go ahead.
I was going to say, George Bush is doing a fine job. We're over here in the office now.
Are you?
That's a hell of a good choice.
Good. Let me suggest that in the morning, I will call you sometime in the morning at your office, and at that time, say that I think we should meet at 1:30.
See? Fine.
The meeting will be set up at 1:30. We'll meet in the EOB room to make it a more private kind of a meeting, and we'll have them only shoot the first 5 minutes of it, and we'll talk for an hour. We have an hour and a half, as a matter of fact. Then I thought at that time, too, that I might give Bush a call and ask him for a little report, too. Would that be good?
I think that'd be nice.
So you alert him that I will call him, sometime between between 9 and 10 o'clock. I'll call him sometime in New York. And for him to just give me a quick report on the phone.
Well, what time do you call me, so I'm...
Well, I'll call... I'll be through at 8:09. I'll call you about 9:30. 9:30, and I'll call Bush between 9:30 and 9:30. Around in that period, 9:30,
9:45. I'll have him available.
And then we'll all get together and go through this thing at 1:30. But the meeting at 1:30 will be a substantive meeting, and we'll have the television shoot the beginning, but then we'll meet for an hour and a half without anybody. But
I think the point that you suggested I make is a very good point.
I want you to make that in the public side of that meeting, you see. I plan to have 15 minutes. Let them cover the first 15 minutes, and I'll just go around and say, no. What do you think about this thing? And let's see where we stand. And then if you could say something in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, it'll get on the program. That's what I want.
Right.
All right. I saw the game today.
Oh, yes.
The Redskins look pretty good.
I guess so.
Their offense isn't worth a damn, but you know, you heard what happened, didn't you? Oh my God, they intercepted the first three times New York had the ball, they intercepted passes. It's unbelievable.
It's a great defense.
That's all. That's all they got.
Well,
I don't know what they'll do against the Rams, but I hope for the best.
Yeah, that stuff against they have the Rams and the Browns.
They'll beat the Browns. I think they'll beat the Browns. But I know either. If they beat the Browns, I think they'll get in the playoffs because Detroit lost today.
Yes. They've got a good chance for the playoffs.
You see, with Detroit losing, that gives them four losses. The Redskins have three, so the Redskins can still lose to the Rams, still maybe make the playoffs.
Yeah. I really am cheering for Bill Kilmer.
I am, too. He's a decent guy, you know.
Hell of a decent guy. And playing behind Jurgensen has been so difficult.
No, and I think he keeps the team together a little bit better than the other fellow.
So do I.
The other fellow is more
spectacular,
but Kilmer's solid.
Well, fine.
Okay.
Thank you.